Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce.
Here we go.
It's our big hit.
Twins.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True.
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé, and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter bapa dee bahada.
The twins. Appadapa. Hat da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh ha.
Felt like we had to go on this journey. Was it an inward journey?
You'll get there.
Yeah, it was. It was, Shannon. To heal ourselves. Cut the cord on things that didn't serve us anymore.
Felt like big release, you know? Big release. Because we have a lot of big things to do.
We're gonna get there, yeah.
Y'all, that was the best quote.
We're gonna get there. We're gonna get there, Jen.
And like then cry through Botox.
Cry through Botox.
The tearless crying.
The tearless crying. I actually think Darcy is crying. She just can't anymore. I don't think she can. I bet fillers fuck with your tear ducts. When you get yours one day, you won't be able to cry.
No, I'll cry all the time.
Oh.
I don't want to ever want that. Y'all, this is Darcy
this
and Stacey.
This is Darcy and Stacey.
Video. It's our first one.
Y'all, this is on the intimate portrait on the fit for the
Does
people.
Does this look shitty up here with all your garbage?
You're the one with your fucking Kleenex
bottles. I have
bottles.
Too many Kleenex boxes.
Dude, I don't know why you have so many.
Well, one is Puffs.
Fix your lamp.
Puffs
See that
Plus.
Little thing? Turn
no,
it over.
No, you did it.
No, the little seam. Oh. Turn the seam around. There you go.
No one cares about any of this.
People do care about seams. Y'all, where? Now, if you're on the intimate portrait, you're sitting right here on this couch. Right
Ooh.
Here. In the middle. Right here with us.
I'm putting my tongue in your ear.
He sure did.
You didn't ask me to.
You never.
I should have asked.
No one really asked.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever said, put your tongue, you know what, don't answer that. I don't want to know the answer.
I was about to go, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. People have asked me to put, I've asked people to put their tongue in all kind of freaky places.
You have.
Yeah.
You have. Y'all, this is, so if you're listening.
In my elbow.
We're recording the video of this, and it's because we didn't get the first before the 90 days. Because
we were stuck in New York without
New York
a camera.
In a polar bomb. But we didn't get COVID.
Boom!
Just a chest cold. Chest cold.
That's what it feels like.
That little Mucinex guy dancing around going, holla, I hear.
I am serving Lauren Bacall in the High Point coffee commercial. It's High Point. When I'm a second cup of coffee or my sixth cup of coffee, it doesn't matter because it's High Point Coffee. It's my favorite coffee.
Do they even make that anymore?
A sissy sent it to me, and I don't think so. But I forgot how much I loved all those commercials she did. High Point Coffee.
Is she still alive?
Coffee. No, she's dead.
Yeah, she died. She died because I want to read her biography, her autobiography. It's supposed to be really just she spills all this shit.
Eve, we're going to Greenwich Village.
I have it downloaded on my Audible. I'm going to listen to it.
With her reading it?
I don't know if she's reading it.
What's the point?
I know, it's true. I think it's an actor doing a drag queen impression of her, which is Hello.
I'm Lauren Bacall.
By the way, I feel like you've...
Sorry, I'm coughing.
Yeah, he's coughing. We're going to use cough
chest,
drops.
Chest
cold. Breathers. I feel validated about Hank the cow dog.
People have said that.
It's all over the country, so there you
it
go.
It is, but... A sissy...
I mean, it is, as someone said, it's a Texas staple.
Right.
But yeah, people did Seattle, say, Maryland, everything. I didn't realize this was such a big part of people's... I just mentioned the story, and people acted like this was their Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I think what it was, there were certain... a sissy messaged me this, because I had never heard of it, and I... Because, you know, you did have stuff for reading levels that were suggested.
Like I feel like in the third grade, our teacher read, it's not appropriate to call it this now probably, but she read us Indian in the Cupboard. And I feel like a lot of third graders, everybody read Indian in the Cupboard and stuff
well,
like that.
Yeah. And I talked to my mother last night stuff. And she goes, Jay Bird, you know you never read stuff on your level. You're reading all kinds of stuff. They gave you stuff, and you'd either already read it, or you said, this is for kids.
And that's probably what happened. So you probably got it. Someone passed you Hank the Cow Dog. You said,
I was like,
I don't want to read about
this?
A dog.
What is Hank the Cow Dog? I don't want to read about dogs. I want to read about Isaac Dennison.
Exactly. What did Mother Poodle, did you tell her about our New York endeavors?
I did tell her, and about someone getting proposed to.
Oh, yeah?
And wondering about what she would say. She's like, oh, why would anybody do that? That's just tacky, in my opinion. I mean, no one really wants to see it, do they?
She didn't think it was sweet that they did it at our show.
She's like, they don't even know those people. And she's like, they don't even know you. You didn't know them. I said, well, she was talking about getting through the pandemic with us. She's like, doesn't make sense to me. Man, I think it sounds like they used you. She's turning around. She's like, I don't know. You sure everything's up above board with it?
Wow.
She's like, maybe they used you in some way.
Only she can turn that.
She is paranoid about stuff. She's very paranoid.
You haven't
paranoid.
Told her about Lyft yet, have you?
No.
Oh. Y'all should. I need you to tell her about Lyft, and then I almost need you to record that response.
It's bad. I tweeted Lyft today. And
I'm probably going to get my Twitter closed down.
And of course, I was just like, oh no.
Oh, they're vacuuming upstairs.
I was like, so... Is this what happens when someone leaves something in a Lyft?
Y'all, I can't even message the driver now. It says, you've messaged him too much, and I can't call him again. He just...
Like, lay off our drivers. We know they stole from you.
They stole Poodle's phone.
And so we can't even get it now. Now Lyft has been like, case closed.
We're
Guess
done.
Guess you're never getting anything back. And I've tweeted Lyft. I'm like, so is this how lost item things work, Lyft? Just... Not full Karen, but like at least a half Karen. And like, Lyft immediately said, we'd be happy to talk about this if you want to DM us. I'm like, no, I want to drag you in public a little bit
That's
longer.
That's what they said to
I
me.
I
want to
drag your dead body around
you can,
so people can
you
spit
can respond
on it.
And say, my friend that was in the car actually already DM'd you, and you told him to take it to the app, and now we can't do that.
And now we can't do that.
Anyway.
All I need to say is...
I'm going to support Poodle, but I'm probably going to get my Lyft count shut down,
Lyft,
which is good. I wanted my Delta points, but I guess, fuck it.
Lyft doesn't care about people. That's all I'll need to say. They only want your money. I don't like Uber either,
yeah.
But I'll use Uber because they have it stolen from me. So I'd encourage you. I'm not going to use the word boycott.
No, please.
But wouldn't hurt me if you tweeted Lyft that says
we picked the wrong day.
Nobody
to record
cares
a video.
About nobody cares about people's items, and Lyft has bad customer service.
We picked the wrong day.
I just I'm not a big person. I usually can let a lot of things go like this. This feels like extreme customer service that is a letdown.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because a phone is usually the one thing that's most important for people in their lives.
Yep.
Do you have all your pictures?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I wouldn't want to take you out of business.
I think it's all on iCloud. Oh. I haven't looked. Let me see.
That means that all your pictures are on the interwebs for somebody at Apple's having to look
at
pictures.
Yeah, they were bound to get out soon.
Hopefully they're there. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, they're all there.
All right, good.
Boy, he's going to get a real eyeful.
Well, you know what you should do? I wonder if you can go and shut down that phone and like takes all of your account information from it.
I already have.
Oh, okay, great.
I've already done that.
Oh, good. Good, 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 good.
With everything but wiping, you can probably still see it, but I've deactivated the phone.
No, once it's deactivated, I think it like, if they turn it on, I don't know, it wipes it.
All I'm saying is, I'm not saying boycott Lyft.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm saying if you get a chance and if you want to tell all your friends and family about how shady Lyft is.
If you want to start a letter writing campaign to Lyft, Poodle,
I'm
we'll
not
going
to tell you not to do that.
Y'all, he's fine. He already had a phone. He didn't even hook up. But
it's
the principle.
It is the principle.
It is the principle. It is the principle.
Oh! I don't tolerate this kind of shit. If this happened to anybody else, I'd be just as angry.
Yeah, I'm angry for you, actually,
because I stand up for people.
I'm angry for you, too. It's shitty.
Or I stand on people.
Same. Or you kind of sit on them and do your work.
Yeah. Should we talk about the show? Any announcements?
Let's talk. Live show. It's coming up in Los Angeles. That's coming. Go to the Linktree link.
We can't announce it right now, but I may have an announcement about that show very soon.
Great.
About certain people.
You held nothing secret.
Being on that
because now
show.
People are going to wonder. It's not built up now. Now it's not a surprise. What are they going to say?
I can't announce it now.
Surprise, y'all. Kate and Allie are coming on our show. Kate and Allie? Yes.
Jane Curtin and Susan St. James?
Yeah, but they're going to be in character.
Only.
Yes, character only.
I've heard that Susan St. James is especially very method.
Yeah, it'll be great. It'll be great. Anyway, yes, we're very excited about LA. That's on February 27th. And then we have Portland, Seattle, some other dates coming in. So remember, you need to be vaccinated. We recommend that you get boosted for those shows.
And wear a mask.
And
preferably
wear a
an N95 mask.
Yes, we suggest that. So anyway, y'all, that's that. And then leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And then I think that's about it.
Yeah. I want to tell others things, but I'm not going to. You've already read me for it.
I have read you for it. Yeah. Well, you got to keep some secrets because things might not happen.
Fine.
But yes, we have.
I love to tell secrets.
If things go well for us next week, we'll have exciting news to share.
Yes.
But we don't know yet.
And that's aside from the live show things.
Exactly. There.
So many things happening.
So many things happening.
God, I want to talk in this voice, but it hurts.
All right. Poodle, you've never tried a kiwi?
Okay, that's garbage. You know those girls have eaten a kiwi.
They just don't know.
But I think it's cool to say, what is this? What is that?
What is it?
The girls are too cool for school.
They're too school.
I like that. Like I wish I was that cool.
We were not. We wanted to be. But I don't.
Stacey and Darcy weren't.
I don't think were people that cool. They weren't.
No.
Were people that cool? Period. Or that light isn't even facing you at all. That's giving terrible light to us. I'm gonna fix it right now in the middle of the show.
All right.
Excuse me, y'all, for my reach. Keep talking, Pooh.
Go around it.
I am going around it. Well, why would you set a light like that?
Is that better?
Yeah.
Ooh, that is better. Thank you.
Anybody or anything.
God,
I can't leave tech to you at all.
Y'all, we're eating fresh fruit. Georgie is trying to do his best to bond with Aniko and Aspen. And there he has it's called Georgie's Surprise.
Georgie's Surprise.
Which sounds like the name of a Bellamy porn.
Put that on his Pornhub.
If you know what
or his only
if
fans.
You know what Bellamy is, you're probably gay.
It is most definitely gay.
European, like Czechoslovakian porn with guys with huge uncut dicks.
Or if you know what Bellamy is, then you have a slutty gay friend.
That's true.
That's true.
Or you think it's good friend, which is lovely for
Which is lovely for you. So they're gonna go for a day, and then Stacy and Florian are gonna go for their own adventure. So we're gonna talk about they kind of go back and forth, but it's easier. We'll talk about Georgie's fishing trip first. And then we'll talk
Georgie's surprise. Starring Johan Pollock.
He really didn't do a great job of, they walk out to this pier and he says,
any gay person
this is it.
Would have just screamed just now.
What did you just say?
I said, starring Johan Pollock, who is this gay model from the 90s. Because I worked at a gay bookstore.
Because you worked at a gay bookstore and you unstuck pages with semen on them. Mm-hmm. You really did, y'all. He wore gloves and everything. I would go in there. I was like, what you doing, Poodle?
I was very involved in the gay porn industry.
Yeah, he would wear his gloves. And it was kind of like when you go to a rare book part of a library and the librarian's trying to show.
Lovely texture.
Yeah, they're trying to show like Gail King some ancient artifact.
You know what? She's always very interested in whatever they show her.
I know. I love Gail King.
Good for her.
Good for her. And then, but no, it's just, I'm like, Poodle, what you doing? He's like, well, Maddie, if you'll
You see- can see this is a rare, this is a vintage Blue Boy from 1978. You can tell by the length of the pubes.
That's funny
this
because-
This was during Matthias Gerner, the photographer's late period. So you can see.
Yes, you can see.
You had to be quite an expert, y'all, and you got used to it quickly. And I would say, yeah, it's $2.50 for the fuck mags and $1 for just the nudes.
If you take your magnifying glass, we can clearly see that etched in the side of the butt plug
is sputum.
Sputum 1970.
Yes. And there's jism all over it.
Anyway.
Is that that? I'm sorry. Pen is open.
You had a pen open on your carpet, y'all. Poodle has so many. That's why he didn't buy a cloth couch anymore because he has so many ink stains on
it's
it.
So bad.
How many ink pens leaked on your couch?
Do you say ink pen? It's a very country thing to say.
Yeah,
people
ink
say
pen.
That. People say that where I'm from too.
Yeah,
give me an ink pen.
Give me an ink pen. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we got to get on with this.
As opposed to
turn on the timer.
Oh, we're way past that.
Oh, the battery's gone?
No, we're not doing timer.
Well, we do take a commercial on this show, remember?
I guess we should do a timer.
So, okay.
Fuck it.
Oh, well, I'll remember.
No, you won't.
I won't. So, he says, we're going to go on a boat ride, and we're going deep ocean fishing.
As deep like, ocean fisting.
Deep ocean. Boy. And Aspen says, I love that. And Annika's like, no, because
very Darcy.
Darcy says Annika's her mini me. Darcy's face is like
when she said she was going to go fishing. Darcy went. Fish is slimy.
Don't like. It's not my cup of tea. It's slimy. It smells fishy.
Yes, yeah, that was her thing.
It's why I don't eat fish.
Don't eat fish.
It's fishy.
I think this was a great idea for Georgie. He explained it. He said. These were times that I spent time because so he actually thought about it. He's like, when I was a kid, what did I like doing?
I thought it was really sweet.
Yeah,
that he wants to take something that he did with his father.
Yeah,
I mean, I was very y'all. I'm gonna say it again. I think Georgie loves Darcy.
I'm
you
on
said
the
it
fence.
Too. Oh,
I'm
you're back. You're backpedaling now.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I care enough to have an opinion.
Well, Darcy, I do. Now, Darcy's worried about it because she says,
pretty sure you put this on the credit card. The problem are the stakes are low for this show. And let me tell you why. Because there's no, unlike 90 Day Fiancé, there's no time limit. And
yeah,
and I feel like we're going to get another season regardless. So that's why I'm bemused by it more than I'm taken along.
Yeah, I think this is a full on reality show.
I agree.
This is just the same as a housewife show to me.
Yeah.
And so, did you watch Salt Lake yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
I'm so behind.
Oh, 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 It's so good. Lisa Barlow's rant, y'all. Her rant.
I've been watching The Gilded Age.
Oh. I wanted to. There's just we've had too much shit of our own to watch.
I fell asleep to it last night, and I woke up in a fever dream of corsets and bustles. It's everything you want. So many Broadway people in it.
I know.
It's lovely.
When are you going to post, by the way? I know we... Wendy, are you posting the Patreon poll or for the... what's that thing we do? Bi-Curious. Are you posting that next week?
Yes.
Okay, great. Just that was
for February because
that was the announcement I wanted.
January is going to be we're in February, and so I'm going to talk about what January's is. So there's going to be there will be two for January and February, but they'll both kind of be in February.
Okay, great.
So yeah,
thank you. That was the announcement I wanted.
One will have a poll. One's just going to have an announcement, and I've talked about it before, so I can just basically announce it now. Yeah. We're doing a crossover with Surviving Sister Wives.
Yes,
and that is going to be our Bi-Curious for. Kind of January.
Yeah, which and it is confirmed. We're just
poll,
working out
the
dates.
Poll, we're working out dates. The poll is will be coming out next week, and I can give you two of the options.
Nope, save it.
Okay.
Save it. Just give them all together. Because if you only put two, you're going to get inundated with third suggestions, and then you're going to be saying, see, I do it for you.
Fair.
All right, so Darcy's not excited, and George is like, I wish they would have had better reaction.
Yeah. I wish they would have given him some props, too, because he's taking some initiative.
It is, although we go up, they walk down, and we see the boat, and Darcy just goes, Jesus, Lord.
It's not nice.
It's a shitty boat. It's a fucking fishing boat.
It is.
It's not.
It's the USS Minnow.
Is that what it's called?
No.
Oh, but it is.
You don't
is.
Know what that is?
No, what's that?
From Gilligan's Island, the Minnow.
I never seen an episode of Gilligan's Island.
What?
No, never.
You don't know? The ship.
It looks.
Charted desert isle.
I know, I've heard of the music.
The Minnow would be lost. The Minnow would be lost.
It looked juvenile. Didn't look good to me.
But that's like people's childhood.
I know. It's not juvenile. I'm saying that was a stupid thought of me because I watched the Brady Bunch.
You've seen every other sitcom around that age.
I know. So I don't know why. There was just something that just turned me off about it, and I never wanted to see it.
Oh, you would have really liked Mrs. Howell.
I should
watch
it.
That's who I feel like. And the professor was hot.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I probably would have liked it.
You would have been Marianne.
Well,
and I would have been Ginger. This is why you're flailing.
No, I went like that.
But I'm saying later on you're going to knock that over.
No, I'm not. Not.
That's absurd. You need to watch an episode just to know it.
I know that. I haven't seen Mary Tyler Moore either. I want to go through that. All right.
Never an episode
of what?
Mary Tyler Moore.
Never.
Oh, that's a great show.
I know. I actually watched the whole thing.
It's so good. Not just funny, it's just smart.
I was kind of waiting for Betty White to die on that one, because then it gives me something to, like, you know, reconnect with someone who's gone.
Well, she's dead, so.
She's dead.
Get on
she's
that.
She's dead.
So
I had a dream about her. I had a caretaking dream. Home health minute, everybody. We're still having them, even though my dad's gone. But
I don't like that.
I've been having caretaking dreams. I didn't tell you this. Ever since I usually have a dream every other night where I have to take care of someone, and it's not my dad, but I have to take care of some old person. One of them, you were in your coma, and I had to take care of you. Another one was another friend, but in one video.
And then I reached out and looked.
He just choked me.
That just looked at it. You look bloated.
You look bloated. And he choked me. And then
Why are you puffy?
And then I died in the dream, and I died in real life. Like Poodle Kruger. So
you look bloated.
You look bloated. And so I, but one of the dreams, I had to take care of Betty White. And she died. So anyway,
wow, that's depressing.
That is depressing. Okay, so they go on this boat. And Georgie is like, you know, Darcy's on this boat, y'all. These types of, like, little boats are fucking rough at sea.
And also, you get sick on them. Yeah. I've been deep sea fishing before on a small boat and got so sick.
I would imagine I would. I've been sailing on a sailboat in California.
You said that correctly. Sailing.
And I've been, I've never been.
Sailing.
I've never been. But I didn't get sick then.
Sailboats are different for some reason.
Yeah, because you're going, I don't know, but a lot of times those fishing boats go against, in the water. You know what? I don't know a lot about sailing, but I should. I've heard the boat out to Catalina sometimes can be a little, woo. Have you ever been to Catalina?
I have been.
Who did you go to Catalina with?
A date once.
Wow. Mm-hmm. First date?
Second date? Third date, I think.
Did y'all stay the night?
Yeah. Which I think he thought that was necessary so I'd have sex with him. But, like, I was a sure thing.
You would have fucked him on the boat back?
Yeah. I would have fucked him in the dumpster on the second date.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why that was.
It was Catalina nice?
Very nice.
I'd like to go. It'd be fun.
It's lovely.
You can do stuff for, like, 12 hours, and I imagine you're bored.
You're ready to go after the day.
It's all golf.
It's a
course.
Beautiful day trip, though. I would highly encourage it.
Okay, look at that. So, anyway, y'all.
Oh, well, look at that.
Look at that. So, Darcy.
Wow.
Darcy is on this boat. Y'all, if you don't watch the show, it's pretty fucking funny.
She's falling all over the place.
And y'all know how when Darcy's really scared and she tries to scream and she can't because her voice is fried? Yep. So, she just goes. That was actually almost too much.
It was too much.
It's more like a. Hold on. It's like a.
Yeah. It's air sucking
in. You gotta breathe in. And she's screaming and she falls down on the ground and she's holding on to Aniko. She's like, because she can't stand up on her heels.
What's weird is she's like, I could walk a balance beam on my heels. That's not true.
That's not. She's like, a balance beam, tightrope.
They both clomp around like baby giraffes.
They do clomp
on those
you
heels.
You can't walk a tightrope. You know who is walking a tightrope? Do you follow? Talk about brotherly love. Do you follow Zac Efron's brother?
Oh, he is gorgeous.
Holy fuck.
His brother is hot.
And he's trying to learn to tight walk rope, and he's just shirtless. And it is one of the most erotic
tight rope
things.
Walk.
That's what it said.
You reversed it. It's a tight walk rope.
It's one of the most erotic things I've ever seen.
But
well, because you speak Maddie.
I do.
It was hot.
His brother is really hot.
He's really hot. I don't think he does anything. He's just athletic and does outdoor things and makes money from it.
That boggles my brain.
I don't know how that happens.
I don't know how we make money.
I don't know how.
I still don't know.
And speaking,
money shows up in our bank account.
And speaking of, we're going to take a commercial break.
Thanks, advertisers.
We'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They looked like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
We're back!
We're back, y'all. Okay, so it's pretty funny. So she's on this boat. The girls help her up. And so basically the rest of it, they're just kind of fishing. And they're having this sweet moment. And then Aniko and Aspen.
This
really
is Aniko, obviously producer generated. And
I hope it is, because if it's not, it's kind of grosses
me out. Producer generated. I took it. So. I
I think so, too, because Aniko says...
Even, you could tell Aniko didn't even really want to say it.
Yeah, I don't think she did, yeah. But she's like, are you in it for the love, or are you in it for the money?
And what was weird is that Darcy was literally right there. This is usually an ex parte conversation, mm-hmm. Not when Darcy's sitting here going, yeah.
And so George.
So what
like,
is Georgie supposed to say in front of Darcy?
He says, "I don't know how much money she has, and I don't feel comfortable with her paying for stuff."
But Darcy's like this,
and Aniko's, "Well, what would you want to do for work?" And y'all, we forget Georgie has a degree in
civil engineering,
so he's interested in doing something in real estate.
We don't know the degrees that people have who come here. You will talk to someone who has immigrated here. Americans are always bowled over when they find out that someone has a very advanced degree.
It's not that I'm bowled over. It's just,
but no, I'm just saying in general.
I forgot because he seems to have been doing
yep.
nothing with that.
Right. But it's hard to do that.
But a lot of people don't realize, too. Like, I have a friend who's from Columbia and has a law degree. Things don't translate. The degrees don't
right.
carry weight. In the U.S., very
right.
few degrees do.
Right.
So, and there's people, there'll be a lawyer, and then they move here, and they have to start over completely,
yep.
and they're being a massage therapist.
It's like a very common, but Americans are, and I'm using myself in this too, we're always like, wow, you were a lawyer in the Philippines?
Yeah, yeah.
And,
of
but
course they have lawyers, but I yeah. do that too. Yeah, that's some of our own bullshit.
Yep.
So, but what I didn't love is Darcy's like, I'm proud. Proud that they're standing up for me. And
but,
I'm like, your daughter shouldn't have to stand
no.
up for you.
And then, but she was saying things
protected
like.
Protected me.
Then she says things like, it's time for him to like start, you know, doing things financially his own self.
Which we go, like we have, they talk about this later, but like. It was really hard for a lot of massage therapists, but it's been a long time since COVID happened. And those people, like once people started getting vaccinated, y'all, he could work as a massage therapist.
But I don't think he wants to do that.
I don't think he wants to do that. But it's this idea of, it depends on the agreement they have. You know, I wonder if Darcy would tell him, if he said, hey, I'm going to work at, I don't know, waiting tables or something like that. I could see Darcy saying, I don't want you to do that.
Me too.
She's very big about appearances.
Yeah, that's...
She wants him to probably have a job
and
that looks... Because they want power couple.
And she wants power to be power couple. And he knows that. So
and
he's
he knows
trying
that.
To come up with something like real estate, rose oil, and
I'm
like...
Not,
so
I'm not defending him because he might not be doing
he's
anything.
He's under just, a lot of pressure.
And to, he just might want to sit on his ass. Maybe he does. But I'm just reading the tea leaves, so to speak. Darcy's not going to, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I can't believe they're together now because I cannot imagine her
which,
supporting his OnlyFans.
Which, as I like to say, has, which either one of the two things are true. Two things are possible. Which either the breakup was fake and they've been together the whole time,
mm-hmm.
or they're not together and doing it for the price. So they're for the
well, this was filmed too before.
True.
So maybe they break up again at the end of the season,
right.
like for real. Again, y'all, I'm giving this one more month. I'll be honest, Georgie is not posting a lot on this OnlyFans.
There's not even
shirtless pictures, and we haven't even seen a butt, let alone a dick.
I will say, of all the people we've seen Darcy with, reality television show with, Georgie is the best of them.
I don't think Georgie's a bad guy.
Yeah.
I think he's by far the best
I think
best
he
of them.
Is a little bit aloof, and I think he does like nice things, but he's definitely the best of them.
I wonder what type of culture that a man comes from would compliment Darcy, because she needs
Yikes.
Constant validation. And I'm trying to think of a culture where men could be very effusive with
Italian.
Love and like maybe, but even then, because I guess they can be more, but they still
they'd
have
make her crazy.
Cheese,
they'd
I
make
think
her
they
crazy.
Would make her crazy. Because I thought about French.
No,
but I
absolutely
think
though
that would be bad because they're so
they
abrupt.
They'd be insulting.
Insulting.
They'd like, be sarcastic. Yeah,
and she that wouldn't be bad for her. I don't know.
Come at us with that, guys.
Yeah.
Maybe a Greek guy.
Oop,
the Greeks. Maybe. The Greeks.
Maybe.
A little cheat on you. I speak from experience.
But, boy, this is really a conundrum. Argentinian? Yeah. Maybe. Maybe.
Too many Nazi pasts.
Okay. Wow. We're going to move on. That's not wrong. We're going to move on.
It's like K. It's like K from Mark and K. Like, whoa, where does the white come from in that family?
Let's talk about Stacey and Florian.
Check the German immigration.
Okay, let's move on. So Stacey and Florian, we're going to talk about them, and then we'll talk about going to Shannon's and all that. But this is not a lot. But y'all, they're walking around. They're having this beautiful day, and then Stacey has a bright idea.
Let's go salsa dancing.
She wants to go salsa with Florian. Y'all, I could have told you that this was a bad idea.
He's about as good as a coat rack to dance with.
I'm going to say this. I actually think Georgie and Darcy are a better match for each other than Florian and Stacey.
I can see how you'd think that. I think that Florian is exactly what Stacey wants. Stacey wants a man who's going to be jealous. She feels that
she does.
That's attention for her. Stacey needs almost more constant validation than Darcy does, but she needs it from her partner.
I agree. I think, though, it's not the jealousy thing that leads me on why I think...
He's no fun?
And Stacey actually is. She does try to have fun. She usually is always one, like, doing silly dances and all that. And he is no fun.
I think
but maybe
also,
she likes that role.
Think he gets camera shy.
I don't think so anymore.
I think Florian, even in interviews, he's like, I don't know.
He just doesn't fucking, there's not fucking care. I'm not saying there's not anything wrong with Florian. He's not a bad guy. I just think that I don't think he
gives the heat.
I don't think he has
Hot.
Hot.
Yeah, Jesus Lord.
Y'all, take a drink every time Florian says he doesn't like to dance. It a lot.
So this is interesting. They're salsa dancing, and Stacey's like, yeah, complicated footwork. Salsa is not complicated. It's 1, 2,
at least
three.
Especially learning the basic. It's not.
1, 2, 3.
Y'all.
1, 2, 3. I can't dance, and I can salsa.
Can somewhat salsa, and if you've been to our live shows, you can tell we can't dance.
I'm not what they would call a... classically trained dancer.
No, you kind of look like a gazelle having seizures.
I think I could have gone far if I was trained in my youth.
Maybe, not possibly.
People have told me I have a bearing.
I think they said you were bearing.
Or someone said, you've got a bear following you.
Yes, that's what they said.
The bear who's following you out of the bar.
Behind you, yeah. So you just heard wrong. Yep. You were sick and your ears were clogged.
They're very clogged right now.
That was it.
You got a bear trying to fuck you.
It was like a sitcom. His ears got so clogged.
In the airport, I was like, what?
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 He would go to
I could not hear you.
He was like, yeah, can I get my key?
I was screaming because my ears were so clogged. It's y'all, when I'm sick.
You're like fucking Eugene Levy in a Christopher Guest movie.
I will say this. When I'm sick, I turn full Camille, like Greta Garbo. I want to be left alone.
It's true.
I don't want you to bring me things. I want to be by myself. I want to suffer in my own illness place.
You do.
I do not want to be bothered. I don't want to do anything.
You do. That's true.
So that's why doing these shows with you right now is lovely.
Well, you're welcome.
That wasn't a you're welcome.
Oh,
I wasn't saying thank
sweet.
You.
Oh, that's sweet. So anyway, y'all, even there's salsa dancing, and then there's a part where they say, all right, switch partners.
Florian's like, no, I do not switch partners.
Y'all, he's not going to let Stacey dance with anybody else. Now, this might...
No one wants Stacey. Louder for the back.
No one...
But you know what? I will say this. Jealousy, a lot of times, is not about that.
No.
It's not about whether they think other people want it.
Well, if you're watching this from an American perspective, y'all, before you get all up in arms and say, this is bullshit, he's controlling it. Think about where Florian's from.
Oh, yeah.
He's from a country and a culture that is very... Probably a lot of people where
Eastern
from,
Europe,
Eastern, yes, would not be okay with that.
Yep.
So,
and men and women spending time with men who are not their husbands is just, you don't do it.
You don't do it. Yep. So we're not saying it's right or wrong. Well, but we
is more of the extreme example, though.
He is more the extreme example where I don't think Georgie would care. I think Georgie would be like, sure.
But yeah, even someone like
Darcy would be like, saw you dance with her.
Even someone like Andre would have a problem with something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I bet he would. I bet he would.
Yeah.
Andre. All right.
Andre.
So I think now...
Who's on OnlyFans and who hasn't shown dick yet either? Not that I don't check all the time.
I haven't. Just a cock tease.
Ooh.
At least Nate from... Or not Nate.
That big old dumpling.
Well, at least Nathan from...
I've seen his penis.
Too Hot or Not.
It's a nice penis.
A beautiful uncut dick.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Chef's kiss. Who else? Whose penis have I seen lately?
How long do we have?
So they're kind of fighting about that. And what else is next?
That's it. And then it's the next day. And Stacey and Darcy are together. Twinning is winning.
Twinning is winning. That needs to be a hashtag House of 11, H-O-11.
It does. I want that shirt. And so they walk in and Darcy's wearing the outfit. Stacy's going to, you know what? Let's just do the whole thing.
All right.
Let's just do it. Y'all, we're going to do it. Here is your Darcy and Stacy theater. No, don't do that with your voice. You can't sing today. You don't have the voice. It's fine.
Fine.
It's fine. We're just going to go right into it. All right.
I need a Nerf gun to shoot things at you. But instead of Nerf, it's hard projectiles.
Y'all, don't send him one. I won't. I'm the one that checks the P.O. box. So
like
I'll
pea
open
shooters.
It, and I won't give it to him.
Just tell me. I'll go check it. Tell someone I lost my
true.
Key.
By the way, remind me, you're going to have to pick up our new shirts next week because I'll be gone.
All right.
So anyway, okay. And... action.
Hey, Darcy. Looking good.
Thanks. You like my outfit? Looks good, huh?
Yes, like mine. Twinning is winning.
Twinning is winning. All right, yeah. You weren't going to wear this, were you?
Oh, yeah. Plenty on it.
You were? Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Sorry.
So, I need to tell you.
Sorry, yeah.
Darcy.
We're going to go see Shannon.
So, go to see Shannon. Your cousin. We love cousin time.
Love her.
Cousin time.
Cousin time.
Cousin time.
Cousin time.
Cousin time. Cousin time. So, I just need to tell you, just so you're not, like, concerned.
Yeah.
So I kind of told Shannon that I didn't think Georgie was coming because I thought you were like broken up because your relationship's like chaos, right? It's like chaos.
What?
It's your disaster. I mean, who even is he?
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
I just didn't know. I didn't know what to do.
Great. Now she's going to feel uncomfortable.
She's going to
be uncomfortable. She's going to say anything.
It's not my fault.
She's going to be judgy.
Your relationship is like a roller coaster.
What?
It's not my fault.
What do you mean?
My relationship's a relationship. I still don't know why he's here.
We have ups and we dance, but there's love. There's love.
Is there?
I don't know. I don't know.
Why are you with him?
What? Why are you asking me this now?
Does he love you?
I don't know if he loves me. I don't want to be loved.
Maybe he's leading you on. Let's go to Shannon's.
Okay.
And
this was one big gaslight.
Stacy.
She gaslights the fuck out of her.
Y'all, there was no reason to tell Darcy this. They just could have gone and been shown her.
This is part of their dynamic.
It is.
That Stacy needs to keep Darcy the emotionally dependent one consistently.
She does. She needs to.
It's kind of pathological.
She needs Darcy to need her.
Yeah, she does.
It's Munchausen's.
Munchausen's by proxy.
Whatever.
You're actually using that wrong.
I'm using it wrong.
With Munchausen's, you actually make someone sick.
I just wanted to
say
it
for your own attention.
I just said it again because we talked about it the other day.
Yeah.
I like the word.
From Baron von Munchausen.
Anyway, okay. So So here's the deal. Darcy says, let me have an opportunity. Let me have an opportunity. Don't talk for me. I just want to move forward. So
they're on their way to Shannon's.
They're on the way to Shannon's, and they're poor Florian and Georgie, because these women are riding in this Uber or Lyft or whatever, or black car service.
It should be an Uber. Don't take Lyft.
They're driving in this neighborhood, y'all, that looks like
Darcy and Stacey are in a Lyft or an Uber. This is a service.
Maybe. But this looks like Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
Y'all, because if you don't know this, Miami has some of the most expensive real estate in the world. So they're driving in this beautiful neighborhood, and Darcy's like, this is what I want.
And Aniko and Aspen are like, ooh, I love, this is my dream house. And Florian and like
George
are like
just
looking
going,
at each other like, uh-oh, which one of us is selling our livers?
Yeah, they're like, fuck, I'm going to have to. That's probably when Georgie went, OnlyFans it is.
Yeah.
How am I going to do this?
How?
And so they go to the house. Their cousin Shannon, she's gorgeous. It's her. It's Papa Silva's niece. So his sister.
She has four boys.
They're beautiful children.
I don't know how old the oldest is, so I'm afraid to say anything.
He's not old enough for you to say anything.
I will hold my tongue.
He has beautiful piercing eyes.
Oh,
though. And so, beautiful children.
Because
she's
were
married
playing
to
with the kids.
Hashtag basketball person. Hashtag
Ray Allen.
Sports. Hashtag I don't know.
Family.
But
family's really important.
And so she's like, but as Georgia said, he's a Hall of Fame basketball player.
And
Shannon is a mogul who started an organic fast food company. Yeah. I want to know what that is.
I think it's really smart that. They're coming on, and you can already see Darcy, who is the first to compare herself in every situation.
Every situation,
and you know she's like, that's when she's like, I want what you have, Shannon. I want it too.
We're gonna get there. And she's like,
got a lot of big things to do.
And so, but they're Shannon seems great. Shannon's asking all
these
questions.
She's much more normal, unlike Debbie or Raina.
Yes, and she's like, so you're going to go, you're starting on Fashion Line, and Darcy's like,
yeah, Men's Line.
Men's Line, and Stacey's like, we want to inspire them. We want to inspire
men. Good luck inspiring men.
And then Shannon says, the twins are going to use this forever. Shannon says, like, you're like a rose out of concrete. And they go, oh.
They love that.
Oh, Georgie loves that too, y'all, because you know Georgie loves a rose.
Obsessed with Bulgarian roses.
And so, and she actually is very happy Georgie is there. She says, I was surprised to see him, but she's like, but I see Darcy is smiling, and that's all I care about.
And they're talking a little bit about turkey, and they're like, so much food. And she's like, eat some food. I think Stacey said, got so much fat sucked out of some turkey.
Got sucked out. And so they talk about meeting Michael. That's where they also
Michael Benz.
Michael Benz, he has a fake last name.
He's also Cape Verdean.
Yeah, he's Cape Verdean. They're Cape Verdean. So they say that they're mixed race. That's
this
what they
guy
say.
Is so fucking fake.
I mean,
it's gonna be hard for me to tolerate this guy.
Well, it's gonna be easier for you than
fucking
Florian.
Troll doll.
They're talking about Michael, and Florian is just sitting there.
Michael, like, this, Michael that. Who is this Michael? I don't like Michael. Ew.
He does do that. He goes, I don't like fucking.
What the fuck is Michael?
And then he just says, I'm not going to like him.
Yep.
We'll see. If he starts next week, what we say, if he comes after Georgie, Florian will probably like. I don't know. Do you think Florian will take up for Georgie or not?
Yeah, he will.
So, okay. So it's that they're speaking to Michael. So they go to Shannon's. They have a great time. The next day, Darcy...
Boss babe mode. Boss babe. Boss babe.
Georgie, look. Feeling powerful. I'm wearing a powerful color. Red.
Red's a powerful color.
Powerful.
Powerful, empowered color.
Power color, powered woman.
State of my power.
And Georgie is looking at her like she's a snack. And you know, Darcy says, you know, my dad said, go work. Work your butts off. I'm here to work. And if you want to manifest in life, you got to work your butts off.
And Stacy's saying the same thing to Florian. And Florian's like, you're no good business meeting in a bar looking like
no,
this.
No. Now, I will say, Georgie does bring, because Darcy's like, I want somebody to be who I'm with. I want to be a true power couple. And Georgie even is like, He's a basketball Hall of Famer.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
This is a lot of fucking pressure.
Yeah.
She's going away, and I'm just staying with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the
I
fuck?
I felt bad for him.
Because, y'all, it's just, I know he's a black man in America, so that's one thing. But it's just different when you're an immigrant and you come to this country, how hard it is to start your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different, I mean, y'all, you got to think, there's people, well, people don't, I talked about the brother-in-law. I mean, there, people's, black people first face persecution too, but I'm sure people wouldn't even hire Georgie because he had an accent.
Right.
Like, so there's just different barriers that he has to overcome. So anyway, what did you think about when Georgie sprayed perfume on Darcy?
Oh, wait. Back of my legs. Y'all, she reeks.
Spray me down. Just don't spray it on my boofy. It's going to burn.
She called her boofy?
A boofy. It's going to burn. Ow, it's burning. Boofy.
Her boofy. That's a
her
new
boofy.
One.
Anyway.
Should we talk about the meeting with Mike?
Yes. Stacey does say, I just want to bring it up. She says, I knew Florian was jealous, but this is getting ridiculous.
Yep.
Like, even I'm kind of
it's going to be a
him.
Confrontation.
And he's like, you'll come home. Daddy will be mad.
He did say that, didn't
yes.
he?
Yes.
Daddy mad.
My voice just creaked.
It did. Okay. So we got to wrap up. You got 5 minutes in before just a full-on mm-hmm. coughing fit happens. Are we recording? Okay, we are.
Better be.
So they shows up. And so they're like,
They show up.
Mike, he's
like, hey, Silva. Silva's in the house.
Is he the guy on Lock Your Number?
No.
When they said, by the way, yeah, we love Miami. Miami's
Silva
where,
Twins.
Miami's where we recorded our hit, Lock Your Number.
Lock Your Number. Y'all, we played, we will continue to play Lock Your Number at the live shows.
An edited version.
Yeah, the first minute is so... And it's like a rapper. And then they come in like two twin sex robots.
Like, yeah, it's like Darcy and Stacey Silva.
On your phone.
Mommy worry about the time in a dark.
It's the most auto-tune thing you've ever heard.
And it's great.
What do you think about Mike's general appearance?
He looks like there's a cartoon character. Is it Doug? Is it the cartoon Doug and his friend who has the hair that just goes sideways, who's kind of the mean friend?
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Isn't that he looks like...
But his hair's blue.
But I gotta
y'all,
look.
This hair is so damaged.
It's very damaged.
And also you can see parts of it is just turning white and is like falling out in like patches.
Yes.
But this guy is a complete and utter camera
hog. Oh, he reminds
too.
Me of Roger.
Yeah, Roger.
From Doug. Yeah.
Who's not green or red hair.
He's not a green. Yeah, Roger had green skin and red hair. But yeah.
I never watched that show.
I never did either. I was a little too old for it once it came out.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, like that. Rugrats, I watched a little bit of, but again, I was too old. Yeah. Well, you were in college when those came out, right?
I was a little...
I was in middle school, I remember.
I had moved on to foreign films at 10.
Yes.
I was entering my Bergman phase. I watched cartoons. But I watch classic cartoons. I watch Tom and Jerry, violent ones.
I know,
like the violent ones.
You did watch Rescue Rangers, though.
Yes,
Chip and Dale. Yeah, that was a good one. Okay, so they sit down and Michael's like, "You look beautiful." Darcy says, "You see anything different?
We've had a transformation."
He hasn't seen them
in 20 years, probably.
And also, they always just look like they had worked it. So you're like,
he's like. You look better than before?
You look more beautiful? Oh, so sweet. So Michael's like, we have great fusion together.
I'm a designer, I'm a man, and they're girls.
They think of ideas, and I think of ideas, and we think of ideas together. It's fusion,
and we
it's
combine
great.
Our ideas together.
It's like, hey, can I get another Red Bull? I'm getting tired over here. It's been like 10 minutes since I had a shot.
Y'all, Not only is this guy a douchebag, he's also an asshole.
If you know, if you...
I know so many Hollywood people like
this. He's a club promoter. He's just a club promoter personified.
It's awful. In the next episode, he has chains around his neck.
Very thick chains, yes. So yeah, she was like, she's like, last time we saw you, remember we released your song. And then Stacey said, that was an empowering song.
She did say
that. Very empowering.
Lock your number on your phone. Very empowering.
What's it empowering? You
have the power.
Was it about privacy?
When you have like, you're very empowering because you locked your number on the phone and then you have that power. It's such a ridiculous thing to say. Very empowering song. I wrote that down too. It's very empowering. Very powerful, empowering, power-written
like,
song.
Everybody, it's great. Everybody thought we were the Olsen twins.
I screamed.
They stopped my mother. You marry Kate? I'm like, what, Full House? Well, dude, I don't know.
In no way.
No way.
Even when they were really young, do they even look like
only
the Olsen twins?
Only a Carl's wife would think that they are the Olsen twins.
I wrote down, and I kept writing down, what is his hair? Like, is it like
a Brillo pad come to life? Well, because he's got probably black hair, so he has to bleach it white to get that blue color.
Like, y'all, this is damaged
but
hair.
But it's signature, kind of like my ex-friend Jenny Purple, who would dye her hair purple and everything was purple. That was her brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of the only thing talented about her, but that's fine.
Where is Jenny Purple today?
I don't know. I think she lives in like Iowa or something like that. Wow. She has kids.
Didn't there was a story that you told when she was on the phone?
Yeah, she needed a ride to the airport and or not to the airport. She needed a ride to something else and I picked her up and for 45 minutes I drove through the Hollywood Hills to this far off place.
That's
and
when you did she, anything people asked you to.
Yeah, it's true. I was really bad.
It's before you knew me.
And she, no, I knew you then, but newish. And so, but she was on the phone the entire time to her mother. And she made like three other calls, like, oh, just one more call. So I literally was just taxiing her around for like 2 hours in Los Angeles.
While she was making calls.
And then she just got out once she was on the phone. She's like, thanks again. She made up for it later because she took me to the airport one morning. And I thought, well, this is good. She's taking me to the airport. But then on the way to the airport, we all went out because we went out the night before.
Yeah.
And that's that night that I went out and I was going out and I was listening to Britney Spears' Breathe On Me.
Ooh.
And you know what that song does to me? That Breathe On Me, y'all. If I'm listening to Breathe On Me, I'm going to get chlamydia. Like it's my going out and I'm gonna fuck around song.
That was hung up for me, Madonna.
Yeah,
hung
yeah,
up.
We all have one. What is your I'm gonna fuck song? What is it? Everybody, let us know. Put it in the comments. Tweet us.
Anything with Kylie Minogue for me too.
Yeah, too. Oof. Yeah. But Breathe On Me, Toxic, Touch of My Hand, that version of Britney. So I went out with Jenny Purple and her friend Jason, and another guy, Jason Bowers. He's actually a host, but he's kind of famous now. He's a very handsome guy, a sweet guy.
I think that sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's pretty popular. I think he does like radio DJ. Really nice guy. But we went out to the Abbey, and we got really drunk drinking apple martinis. Remember when those were the big thing?
Oh, they're disgusting.
They're disgusting, but he was mine. We got really drunk, and then me and Jason and his other friend made out on the dance floor at the same time. And so then... a lot. And then the next day, Jenny Purple drove me to the airport. And while we're driving to the airport, she was like, I think I'm going to be sick. And so while she's driving down the 10, she's arm on one thing. I found a bag in the back and she's just puking apple martini into the bag. And I'm like, pull over, let me drive. And she's like, I got it. I got it. I was like, let me drive. And she's like, can you drive stick? And I'm like, yes, I can drive stick. So I ended up taking myself to the airport and I just got out of her car and I just felt dirty. And then I just saw her pulling out, driving away, just throwing up into the bag, leaving LAX.
Wow.
I hope she went to In-N-Out. At least it's right there.
So, Mike seems to have gotten Stacey out of a relationship before. So he's like super interested in their personal lives, which feels really fake.
He's super interested in their lives. Yet they haven't seen him or talked to him in a long time.
I so feel that's like feels Mike Benz is the cousin Oliver who is jumping the shark for this show.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't want him in the show.
I think
he's an interloper. He does not belong here.
They just have him because they know he's going to cause shit with Georgie. That's why he's here, y'all. That's why he's here.
It's just, it doesn't do that much for me.
No, I think, I actually think next week when he fights with Georgie, he's going to be kind of snooze.
He says to cut them out when he's talking about, and of course, y'all, Stacey goes in. She's like,
okay.
So it's been a,
No, I want to bring something, the dichotomy of this. So Darcy and Stacey are sitting there, and he's like, so Darcy, are you doing, or Stacey, are you better now? Because he got, you know.
Because Stacey would rather Darcy be single.
He saw Stacey's social media, and he's like, I didn't like that guy. And yeah. Stacey's like, yeah, you helped me get out of that. And Darcy says, but now, great guy. Great. Mm-hmm. There are things she could have thrown out about Florian. Totally. Darcy totally covers for her. And then when he asks about Georgie, she's like, well, and Darcy says, we broke up. We're back together, and he's showing me the love now. And
Stacey's like, he hasn't been a single dollar since he's been in Connecticut. Oh,
Stacey just totally throws her under the bus, which is a poodle move.
Yeah.
That is a poodle. He will do that to me.
Maybe. You deserve it. Someone's got to.
Someone's got. So, and that's when Michael's
you're better
like,
when you're a little devastated.
Sure. I am a Darcy. And that's when Michael's like, cut him off. Cut him off.
Yeah, what is that's like? Stacey's doesn't even like, know him.
When Darcy's like, well, he just chooses not to massage now, and Stacey says he can massage with gloves, which is true.
I think Mike said that.
Maybe Mike said that. So, literally, she said, "Here's the kicker, boy." Just
no, she loves that. She loves throwing Darcy in the, especially Darcy. Darcy goes,
and Darcy even says, "Thing I worry about." She's like, "He's and this isn't good." Georgie's racking up that credit card debt. So she said, I'm paying for things, but anything, like Darcy said, that gift, that boat thing, he probably just put on a credit
card.
But
she doesn't realize it's the expectation that you're putting on him that is making him do that.
I think a lot of that,
cause and effect.
I agree. If she really told him, I don't think Georgie is in for this for the money. Do I think he's into it for fame?
A little bit.
I do think that.
That I would definitely say. I think he does have feelings for her.
I think so too.
I think it'd be hard to fake that. And also, I think we'd be easy to see through it.
Yeah. And y'all, Darcy is an attractive woman. She might not be your type, but like, look, Tom is with a woman who looks like a dark-headed Darcy. Like, there's guys that are just into women that look a little like they've had stuff done.
Wow, I tell you what, though. She's a complete troll on social media, Tom's little mini-me.
Oh, yeah, she's a horrible troll.
She's looking like the girl gremlin all the time, too.
She wants to be on the show so bad. It's
Miranda?
I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, it ends with Michael.
She's like 4'10".
Cut him now.
Gross.
That's all I got. That's it, y'all.
That's it.
That's your Darcy and Stacey.
When I throw my pad, we're done.
And that's your Darcy and Stacey intimate portrait.
And you're getting no more.
Don't think this is happening all the time, y'all. Because a sissy suggested it, and it gave us the idea to do it this week.
Someone said, I love it when Poodle starts off like, welcome this. And I said, and you're getting none of it.
We might do more, like, if there's a week where we're doing some live shows that we can't record. Y'all, because some of you asked, the reason still why we're not recording our live shows is because...
Video.
It's video is a whole other thing.
It is.
Theaters don't supply that, so then Jake and I have to hire some... We can't just turn on a camera. Things go wrong. Sound can be off.
And some theaters, two of the theaters we've been in are actually anti doing video at all
because y'all think
then people won't show up.
Theaters
to the show.
Have really been hurting right now, so they want bodies in seats.
And I understand people like Crappins did their stream, that was for the Crappies.
But y'all, they hired a third party company that was probably not cheap. We just aren't at that level.
Yeah, but you also don't see them streaming any of their other shows.
Yeah, so
and I know there have been a couple. There are a couple of podcast tours that are streaming, but they're not streaming the whole tour. They're doing like one or two shows. We're not there yet.
We're just not there yet. It's too much money and too many working parts kind of for us to handle right now. So So that's why, but we really appreciate our $15 tier people, and we want you to know that. So maybe if we're not doing it before that, maybe we'll tape with Darcy and Stacey to give you a video or something like that.
You'll get your pound of flesh. What do you want?
Take it.
What do you want?
Take it. Take it. Anyway. All right, y'all, go to the Linktree. If you want to see us on the live show, go to the Linktree link. That's where you can find out tickets. Not to be traumatic. Poodle.
What?
It's 2022. January's done. We're into February. So people have had New Year's resolutions, and they might not have worked out.
Garbage.
Garbage.
Set intentions, not resolutions.
If their intention hasn't worked out, though, Poodle, what's probably the best way to get what you want in life?
You think really hard, and you make a wish, and you manifest it.
Manifest it.
Manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.